listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio.
This is Victor Miller of Beach Business Speaks, where I am vocal for local business. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m., then at your leisure on podcast to get in the know of what Wasaga Beach has to offer. This is not your average talk show, and that I still apologize. Only on Beach Booster Radio, your truly local radio. This is Victor Miller joining me today for episode number 5 for Spring Summer Projects is Heidi Ehlers. Heidi, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
It's glad really a pleasure here to have you in here. Finally, you're one busy lady because you just opened your shop in Collingwood.
I did.
That's located at 13 Ontario Street, people, in Collingwood. Got to pop in. First off, phone number to reach Heidi at gardenrescuebyheidi.com. That is her company. At 705-994-5545. She also has a Toronto line at 416-994-7622. You can reach her on her website at www.gardenrescuebyheidi.com. Check it out, people. She's got an awful lot of pictures on there and shows you what she does and how she creates, okay? Now, first off, Heidi is a little different from the other shows I've been doing. She does garden staging for a lot of realtors. So if you're thinking of selling your home, you want to get in touch with Heidi because she goes in and stages your home because it's all about curb appeal to sell your house. That makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get into this?
It was as a result of a fortuitous conversation that I happened to be having.
Honestly. Oh, what kind of conversation?
Fortuitous. Happened at the right place at the right time. My girlfriend, Cindy Stiller, is a very talented designer, contractor, builder who takes these houses that you think she's lost her mind and turns them into something that you are makes your jaw drop. And her real estate agent, Paul Morange from Sotheby's, was at the house at the same time as me, and I'd gotten to know him over the years. And he said, oh, you're doing garden stuff, and would you come and do a house? I have a house that I'm working on, and the owners have passed away, and the kids are trying to get the house ready to go on the market, and we've got it covered on the inside, but the outside's just a disaster. Would you stage the garden for me? Bing! Yes, I will stage the garden. He said, why don't you call it Garden Rescue by Heidi? And I thought, what a great way to come at this conversation. And Paul didn't know it at the time, but it is my favorite thing to do. My favorite thing to do is take something that's a bit of a mess, a lot of a mess, sometimes I'll go there.
And the gardens have been neglected, right?
Yeah, they've been neglected, and people are busy, and they've got lots of things to do, and or they have families in various stages of growing up, or they've got businesses that don't afford them the kind of time. And what I do is I just go in there and make it fantastic. And it's a lot of taking out, taking out all the stuff that's been accumulating, and then starting from a clean slate. I don't mean we rip everything out. I mean that we clean it up and we take what's there and make it beautiful. So it's a lot more about pruning than hedge trimmers, you know, which is the sort of get everything in its way, out of the way approach. It's more about judiciously looking at the plant and making it beautiful again, and then bringing in furniture and bringing in urns and bringing in props in the same way that a home stager does inside. Because, and the reason that I think it's important is because when I've bought houses and sold houses, when I pull up to the curb, if the house has a favorable garden that makes me feel good, and I instantly have an emotional connection to that house, number one. From a linear standpoint and a logical standpoint, a house with a garden that's well-maintained looks like a house that's well-maintained. And a house that's well-maintained is a house that doesn't have all kinds of hidden problems. So what I'm doing is I'm working hand in hand with the value of the real estate to immediately enhance that property value.
Right. Again, curb appeal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about some of the awards you've won. You've won some awards.
Well, the one that I'm the most proud of was for my own personal property, and it was a Trillium Award. And a Trillium Award is given to properties in Toronto that are doing their part to enhance the beauty of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular case, I'm really proud of it because it was a 75 by 150 foot lot, and when we bought it, it was 6 foot weeds corner to corner. And most people thought I'd lost my mind, but I could see that it had great bones and big trees and 40 and 50 foot trees and some really amazing specimens that just needed to be uncovered. We literally took a driveway that is big enough for 8 cars.
Mm-hmm.
We filled that driveway with weeds. That's where we started.
Wow.
Yeah. And pulled stuff out. And then 4 years later, I was winning Trillium Awards. And then I did everything that I could do on that property, and then I started my garden staging business because I was running out of garden.
Yeah, your background, like, you've been doing this for 40 years, right?
Yeah, in varying degrees, but absolutely. Yeah. It started when I was a little kid, and my dad would be out. We had a beautiful property in north of Pickering, and we had rock gardens, and we had elevation changes, and we had ravines and creeks, and I'd be doing what little 8-year-olds do, and my father would go, "Heidi!" And I'd be thinking, "Oh my God, what I do? And I'd run outside and I'd say, "Yes." And he'd say, "Sit, talk to me." And while he was gardening, I would sit and talk to him about my week and what I was doing. And while he was gardening, he would say things like, "See what this plant," I get all,
"Yeah, yeah.
See what this plant is doing and see how it wants to grow like this." And I just get all emotional about it.
Well, but you've got this saying on your website. I noticed that.
What's that?
You know what a plant wants to do and what it's going to do.
Yeah, because of my father.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my father's family were farmers in Germany. And my mother's father was a landscaper for the city of Essen. And Essen has some of the most beautiful gardens in Germany. So it's something that I've been surrounded. And, you know, as a kid, I at 8 years old, I was mowing the lawn. And at 8 years old, it's been around me forever and ever.
Yeah.
And it's
she loved it.
But I didn't really know how much of a love it was. That sort of come in the last 10, 12, 15 years. But I always had something growing.
Right.
If
so
I had the littlest, tiniest apartment, I had the biggest urn I could squeeze.
Because you've also been a florist, right?
I studied as a florist, yeah. I went to Flower School New York and did that with my niece 6 years ago.
Which explains your creativity.
Yeah, the creativity is something I've been immersed in for the last 40 years. I worked as a copywriter. I was a creative director. I had my own advertising agency. I worked as a recruiter of creative people across Canada. Then I worked as a coach of creative people, helping them in their own career. So I've been surrounded by creativity my entire life. And the form of creativity that has always attracted me the most is, number one, writing. Mm-hmm. I was a copywriter, and I've written a million articles, and now I'm exploring the whole visual creativity side of things.
And your business sense, too.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Business sense also comes, again, from my father, who is self-employed. And my brother and I are both entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I can see you're very passionate about what you do.
I love it.
I can see that. Now, people have to know, you also do these urn designs.
I do.
Explain that, because you've got a big deal going on with these.
Yes, I do. So I do. Some people call them planters. Some people call them urns. I've been told to call them planters, but they're both.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we have a promotion happening, which is if you make a commitment to an urn before the 1st of May, we'll take $50 off the price. And what that is a conversation around, it's one of those makes me cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs things, which is when a house is a spectacular house and it has a teensy tiny little urn in front of it. It's a thing of mine, because when a house is magnificent and a house is beautifully designed and it has a teensy tiny little urn in front of it, whatever that word is, that's what I do.
Yeah, it's missing something.
The biggest thing that people don't understand with urns is scale and how important scale is. So you can't have a gigantic, impressive entrance and then have a little tiny urn in front of it. Conversely, you also can't have a small entrance with an urn that's eating the space. So what I do is I visit the site, I figure out what's the right size, I see if I can find something from one of my wholesalers, and if I can't find something that's the appropriate size, I've connected with a local woodworker who's actually located here in Wasaga Beach, and he'll build the right sized urn for the house. And we're making them out of wood, we're making them out of spruce. If we can source, because it's becoming a more and more limited commodity, barn board we will. But what we're finding is we can stain it or paint it to any color to make it work with the with the curb appeal of the house. The other thing that I do is I offer a maintenance program. So if you're, let's say, a weekender and you're up here in the Georgian Triangle just on weekends, we'll come up, we'll water on Thursdays so that when you get there, everything's
still beautiful looking.
Beautiful and fantastic. In July and August, we'll go up twice a week. We'll, you know, make the rotation. I will teach the people who are doing this for me, I'm going to hire a crew, how to water an urn, because believe it or not, there is a right way and a wrong way. Yeah, it's funny. I used to say to my husband, water the urn, and he'd be like, you know what? I know how to water an urn. Well, there's a bit of a skill to it. You have to, number one, you have to make sure you add enough water. Most people aren't. A pail a week would be the right amount. You must make sure that the urn has proper drainage. You must make sure that it's sitting on a proper footing of stones. And you've got to put the water in slowly. You can't just honk. Can't just pour it in. And some plants, like euphorbia, also called diamonds of the forest, are very fragile. And if you glomp some water on those, you're going to break it. So I like to have everything happening at the soil level and letting it go in and properly soak.
Okay.
So we do that. We do the maintenance. We will, if you want to do a four-season urn, four-season program, we will, like little elves in the middle of the night, take your old urn away and then show up with your new urn, and we'll build an on-site as well.
So when you're putting the arrangement together in an urn, do you look at the color of the house or the style of the house?
Absolutely.
To make that statement at the entrance?
Absolutely. Because there are there's options that range from, let's call it a romantic garden that's going to have a more of an elaborate cast iron type of urn or a fiberglass that looks like cast iron, so you get the aesthetic and the beauty, but none of the weight or the rusting. So you could get that kind of look, like an old English romantic garden. You can have a white, clean lines, resin urn that's very graphic, that isn't going to have this abundance of floral and various things, and it might be one plant but lots of it, or one plant with what I like to call dead stuff, you know, that creates more structure and graphic. Or you could have a barn board planter that would be like, I like perennials in urns, that you can put perennials in and grasses in,
be a little more rustic
it be a little bit more rustic. So 100%. And or let's say you've got some kind of color accent going on with your house, you can pick that up in the urn for sure. I am a big fan of, please don't take every single color that's in the garden center and put it on your cart and bring it home. I'm always so tempted to go, was there any color you didn't buy? And I'm a really big fan of three maximum, and I'm a really big fan of green. The greenery doing a lot of the work.
Okay, we're going to have to take a station break, and we're going to be right back, people. We've got more to cover here with her staging. If you're selling your home, or you've got someone you know who's selling your home, this is what we're going to get into, the staging aspect of inside and outside, and some patio work.
Is your new or existing business looking for recognition in Wasaga Beach? Beach Booster Group is your one-stop shop for all things local, all things promotional. Beach Booster will succeed in creating a complete local promotional package that can include high-profile outdoor, print, and radio promotion of your business and services. Beach Booster's community events offer additional opportunity for visible participation of your company in the Wasaga Beach area. Beach Booster Promotions also specializes in all types of promotional products and apparel to help you create your local and professional profile. Contact us at info@beachbooster.com or call 705-241-9762. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
And I
Okay, we're back. Again, I'm speaking with Heidi Ehlers from Garden Rescue by Heidi.com. You can reach her at 705-994-5545. Toronto number 416-994-7622. That's Garden Rescue by Heidi.com. You can go to her shop also in Collingwood at 13 Ontario Street. Okay, Heidi, let's get back into this.
All right.
Now, you do a lot of staging for realtors.
I do.
Get into it. Tell me.
What I'm always trying to do, first and foremost, is create an emotional connection with the house.
Okay.
Just driving over here, there was a rocking chair on the side of the road that is in my trunk right now. I'm not kidding.
Want to get rid of something, folks? Just put it outside.
Just put it outside, and if it looks
Hardy's
funny,
driving around.
No, but think about it. It's just like a rocking chair on the front porch. Can't you just see yourself sitting there having a wonderful little lemonade, and as you get older,
are you sure it was there for
the
taking?
Yes, it had a big sign on it. It said free.
Right. Okay.
It didn't want to be taken, though. Oh, my God.
So your creative eye saw that and thought, oh, I can use this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go on.
Here's another idea. I have a big tire that is going to look fantastic over a big old branch of a tree. Aren't you going to look out your kitchen window and imagine your children playing on that tire?
Oh, big tire swing, yeah.
Right? So it's you, and I also think that emotion can be created.
You work outside the box, don't you?
I try to, yeah.
Yeah, okay,
I try to. But I also think that emotion is created through beauty. I have two bracelets on. One of them says beauty, the other one says heals. And I think that there's something very restorative about beauty heals. Beauty, and so does a wonderful home. And I want people to start creating memories and an emotional connection to that house before they've even walked in the front door.
Okay, so somebody wants to sell. The realtor brings you in.
Mm-hmm.
We understand it's all about curb appeal. That sells the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you see when you drive up to a home? Like, what's going to pop out at you?
First thing I look for is maintenance.
What's
got
to be done?
First thing I look for is maintenance. So I always want to get it back to clean.
Right.
So maintained, clean, groomed, you know, is a big part of it. Edged, mulch, pruning, raking, removing. A lot of times you have to bring in a bin. Discovering little
not
rusting.
Bad, eh?
Sometimes, yeah, so a lot of times. So that's the number one thing.
Right.
My thing is I don't have a specific style of garden that I like. What I do like is maintained. So I don't care what it is as long as it's maintained.
So let's say, like in Collingwood, there's a lot of Victorian-style homes.
Oh, they're so beautiful.
And what about if the home is more contemporary? You see it differently then, wouldn't
100%.
You? Yeah.
Because it's less about details. It's
right.
More about linear and clean and lines. And my husband and I have bought and gutted and renovated 4 houses ourselves.
Okay.
So that's another thing. When I'm not staring at garden pictures, I'm staring at houses and architectural things. So I do love architecture and design. But yeah, you do a
completely... And it goes hand in hand.
100%.
Right.
100%. Here's an interesting thing that I observe. So they have a house, and the house is more of a rustic house. But somebody in the house likes modern. So what they try to do is they try to put, let's say, a fence that is a much more modern horizontal lines, clean, linear fence with a rustic home. No, it's not working. You can't change the fundamental character of the house. Instead, build a fence that enhances what's going right about that house instead of trying to change a house that's a Victorian into a modern, clean.
So you really see it even beyond just the gardens, right?
100%. I see the whole thing as an entire picture.
Right, right.
100%.
This is probably why you you also do some interior and exterior design for staging.
I don't do home staging inside.
You don't?
I do. I'm sorry. I just want to create a distinction between home stagers.
Right.
And garden staging. But in terms of interior staging, you, if you're talking about getting a house ready for Christmas and using botanicals,
yes.
100%
yes.
I do that.
Or even the weddings. Because you take care of the weddings, too, for staging.
Weddings in this way. The florist is bringing the decoration for the arbor and is bringing the centerpieces and mm-hmm. is bringing the swags. And it's being held in a garden. What about the garden? What are we doing to make it?
Because there's garden pictures. People can take pictures.
And I see those garden pictures, yeah. and I see that they're not properly edged, and I see that there's some stuff going on that I don't want in that garden photo. Mm-hmm. So get the garden ready, then bring the florists in to do what they do to make the wedding fabulous.
Gotcha.
So it's two stages. So yes, absolutely, I do inside, but I just want to make that distinction in terms of I'm not cutting the home gotcha. Stager's grass.
Yeah, no. I totally get you. Before we're going to run out of time soon here, but give me an idea. I just buy a house, and I've got a very boring patio.
Mm-hmm.
I call you and say, look, I got this patio.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought this new furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Can you come over and give me some ideas on how to bring this something to what I would like and enjoy to sit on?
Yes.
How do you approach this?
Props, pillows, rugs, candles that are properly staged that aren't just a candle in a thing, but let's do something fun with it. At the base, let's put pebbles at the bottom, let's put sand at the bottom, let's put succulents at the bottom, a fire pit, hanging planters, hanging baskets do a wonderful thing.
Urns too?
Urns. Okay. Urns, planters.
So the urns aren't just for the front door.
The urns are, my mother has a 4-acre property in north of Pickering, and last year we did 17 urns around her property.
So that'd be beautiful.
I think that she has at the front door, she has at the back door, she has at the entrance to her driveway. She's 83 now. She mm-hmm. needs help.
Mm-hmm.
She does pretty good, but I think it's a great day to spend way to spend the day with her daughter. But my property had 32 urns, and it was the 75 by 150 foot lot.
Wow. Now, if my patio was facing south,
mm-hmm.
what would you recommend me to do to enhance that patio?
First of all, get some shade happening.
Okay.
Get some relief from the sun. So you can do a sail, you can do a rollout, one of those rollout canopies. You can put some plants in place, you can put some screening in place, but shade first of all, just so you can get a break.
Right.
And then let's get some dramatic plants in place that do well in the sun.
Right on.
One of the things that I think amateur gardeners make the biggest mistake is they're trying to fight what the plant wants to do. If the tag says it's for sun,
mm-hmm.
they mean it.
Yeah.
It's for sun. Don't try to make it work in the shade. As much as you love it, find something that works. So that's number one. And then number two is choose plants that want to do well in the sun. And then conversely, if you've got a shade garden, this or shade patio, it's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. A little nap in the afternoon
Some people don't want that sunny patio.
Oh, I don't like shade at all. I can't grow anything. A shade garden is one of the most beautiful gardens there is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way the light moves through it. Pick plants that are great for shade. One of the things that I think is a great filler that helps you create a lush, verdant-looking garden without spending a fortune,
mm-hmm.
and then is not saying do everything this way, but Boston ferns. So use Boston ferns when you've got shade in some urns to augment what you're doing in other places.
Yeah, they're so beautiful, eh?
And if you take them out of the plastic and you put them in the soil, they will grow like crazy. They will need minimal water.
Really?
They're practically maintenance-free.
Because I've always thought they'd have to be in a hanging basket.
No.
You can put them in the soil.
You can take them out, take the plastic off, put them in the soil.
I never knew that. I think a lot of other people didn't know it either.
I just talked about all these planters I had in my own property.
Right.
Five of those were Boston ferns.
Oh, wow. And I just learned something big time.
And please cut the little teepee off the top. Please cut the little teepee off the top. Yeah.
Okay, you heard it from the pro here, guys. Heidi, we're out of time. We are out of time. It's gone so fast again. It always goes so fast.
I understand.
I got to say, Heidi Ayers, it's a pleasure to meet you.
You too.
And it's a pleasure that you came in. And thanks for sharing all this.
You're most welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. This was Heidi Ayers. at GardenRescueByHeidi.com. Go on the site, check it out. Her phone number, 705-994-5545. Toronto number, 416-994-7622. She's not just a pretty face. She knows her stuff. That's it. Till next time, shop local.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.